Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
To You're now listening to the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. You're now listening to the voice of an entire nation.
Come down
the Star Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Master Rod Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, who has come to us today. You may call him Jesus Christ, and we may call him Allah, but all of these names are his. But the best of names is the great Mahdi. We thank him and we give praise to him for deeming us worthy this day and coming amongst us and raising up and leaving one amongst us who has his power, his mind, his spirit, his soul, and his desire for your freedom at all costs. This one that he made and fashioned for you and I is the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you, we say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, blogtalkradio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly salamjournal.com and salamjournal.org, which is now the Hiram's 1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. That's Hiram1555.com. Greetings, my love family. I say unto you, As-salamu alaykum. And this edition of the Star and Crescent Report brings to you this show titled, You Can't Run from What's Coming. What do I mean by that? Judgment, babies. Judgment. Judgment is everywhere. Oh, black man, black woman, as I think over things that are taking place today, I have to give praise to a Lord, personal Master Farad Muhammad, for awakening me and for opening my eyes and my heart and my ears to see, hear, and know that his word is now reality and it is as real as it has said it was going to be. And everything that you see transpiring before you today was spoken of by a Lamb of God named Elijah Muhammad. We can point to it in his books. We can point to it in his lectures. We can point to it in his writings, in his conversations. And we can surely prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Elijah Muhammad had already warned us of this terrific day that is now present. You don't want to believe it because you don't like Elijah Muhammad, but let me tell you something, black man and black woman. I continue to tell you, don't be like the devil in this way. Study this man. Study what he has presented before you. Look at what's going on in world events and in the economic situation, in the military sphere, the geopolitical sphere, the political sphere, the scientific realm. Look at all of these things and do a comparative analysis and see whether or not Elijah Muhammad is the man of the hour. God gave him this. Brothers and sisters, listen. We walk through this valley of the shadow of death called America. There's so many things going on that it is imperative that you realize the time. More than anything else, it is imperative that you understand the time in which we're living in. As Muhammad teaches us, he says that these are most surely the great and dreadful days of the Lord. And as we have taught on the show, following Muhammad's guide and Muhammad's example, these will be great days and are great days for those of you who embrace God's Lamb. But they are most surely dreadful days for those who rejected such a great salvation. They are dreadful days for those who had 6 days to labor, because we're now in the seventh day and they must rest. They cannot run from what's coming to them, brothers and sisters. And if you are caught up in their power, if you are caught up in their world, if you are caught up in their madness, in their sport and play, as the judgment overtakes them, you will be swept away by the monsoon. They cannot run from what's coming, black man and black woman. But you have a fighting chance if you would give. And if you would focus on Elijah Muhammad, you would most surely be blessed. I was talking to a brother late last night, and he and I, we had real, real, real good conversation. And I was telling him, and he was, we feed off of each other. The brother is a very astute brother. And as I was telling him, there are a lot of people out here, and we're going to tie all this into scripture. You know how we do, black man, black woman. We're going to tie all this into the teaching and to the clips and all of this. But a lot of people, they are missing the point. They are missing the idea of who Elijah Muhammad is. They are looking at him, and they are thinking that they know when they don't know. Muhammad teaches us that before we can ever say we know the God, we must know the messenger, the mission of the messenger, and the message that he brought. This does not mean memorization. Memorization is not understanding. You understand? You have people that can quote, but they are lacking understanding. So they put forums up, or they put up things and say, the teachings of Master Farad Muhammad. Whoa, you have overstepped your bounds. These are the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Well, God gave. Yes, he did. But the word gave means convey ownership, to transfer. The Bible teaches you that as the God raised up this one in the last days, he was the heir to the throne of God, right? And all which was his father was his, right? This is what is. Before you can ever know the Father, you must acquaint yourself with that made man, Elijah Muhammad. Well, Elijah Muhammad is not. Yes, he is specifically made and perfectedly made so by God himself for you and I. Because we are not worthy to look on God, as the book teaches you, that the people of Moses' time were not worthy to look on God. So he presented himself in a burning bush that represented the anger of God. Right? And so today, we are not worthy to look upon Master Farad Muhammad, because he came in 1930. And look at the back progress that we have made. Not forward progress. We are digressing because of all of these leaders. There's no Indians, many chiefs. And they have led us back into a more dependent and hopeless state as ever before. So you have some who have a little knowledge, and they'll come out as the teachings of Master Farad Muhammad. They are right, yet they are so wrong. Because God conveyed ownership in our presence to his messenger. Therefore, Muhammad teaches you, leave my teachings, he says mine, showing that he possesses the title to them. He is the owner of them. Why? Because he is made with all glory and power by Almighty God Allah. And God conveys everything in heaven and earth under his stewardship. So they become the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Leave my teachings as it is. Oh, black man, you can't run from what's coming. All praise is due to the Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let's say it all together in unison, black man and black woman. All praise is due to Allah for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The wisdom is unbelievably powerful. It will captivate you. I bear witness to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad when he says to you, you give me 30 days with you. and I will have you so wise that you will have scholars wrapped around your pinky finger, and you won't even know they're there. I bear him witness, because before him, Rashid Muhammad was not even worth mentioning. But today, we're pointing out a few things, because we have to lay the base for everything. Some of us, there's an order, as I continue to tell you. Robert, rules of order. They have steps of how to run corporations, how to run enterprises, how to run businesses, how to run nonprofit organizations. There are steps, and they give it to you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You can't jump from 1 to 10, can you? You got to go through the steps. Let your business or your entity that you set up be found in violation of the law. The same thing with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings. You have to go through steps. And he lays this blueprint out for you so that you can measure yourself through scriptures. And he'll point to something. Go look at such and such. Study this. Go do this. Because what you're looking at here is repeated through such and such steps. See? But you don't take the time out. You are looking at God's wisdom through the lenses of an eighth grader. Talk back to me, black man, black woman. You can't run from what's coming. This truth is so powerful. This truth is so beautiful. It is so brilliant that some of you can't stand to bear it, so you put on your spiritual shades. Excuse me. Now, as I said, we don't value the gifts that God put before us. We don't see the value in them. And therefore, sometimes God takes them away because you're not treasuring what God puts before you. That's one reason why he took the messenger away. If you go back to the message to the black man, if you go back to some of the lectures, some of the Savior's Day's lectures, Muhammad tells us he was preparing us for the day that he went away, because they were not treasuring what God had put before them. Some of them thought that they can do better, speak better, talk better, lead better. So God said, you know what? Since you think you can do it better, let me remove the man that I personally made for you. And let's see. Now let's calculate the progress of the nation since the leaving of Messenger Elijah Muhammad. And if we calculate the progress of the nation, we would have to give the nation an F. Right? Right? Come on, man. All these leaders, where have they led you to? Right back to the devil. All of these leaders have become bloodsuckers of the poor who are mixing up truth with lies. They teach the poor lies so that they can live good, right? I know some don't want to hear it, but we have to be real with this. We have to lay a base, because some of us are running in the dark. We don't want to hear the truth of God. We want to hear when it condemns others, but we don't want it when the light shines on our actions, on the truth of God. So God removes it. The same, as I said, with the wisdom of God. Some of you, when you go to college to get a degree, and you go to get your bachelor's or your master's, and you go through heavy studying, and you are on a different level now. You're not analyzing the wisdom that they're putting before you. You're not doing your dissertations the way that you would have done in high school, because you know that you're on a higher plane of understanding and you're reaching out for something greater, right? So you're working that much harder and you're doing more studying and more analyzing of the wisdom that they are laying before you, and you are treasuring it more. But some of us who are not endowed, we are analyzing the wisdom as though it is a level playing field. We are looking at it through the lenses of eighth graders and thinking that we can process what is going on in college. This shows no respect for the God's wisdom, right? There are levels of understanding in God's wisdom. And that's why the Quran tells you that those who know are exalted above those who believe in the ranks, right? That shows you that everything is not even as you think it is, because some people have applied themselves much more than others. Move from the belief to the knowing. And as Muhammad teaches you that a man or a woman with know or knowledge can always defeat one with belief. Right? I hope y'all are paying close attention to this. I know some of you who are new to listening to the show are saying, what has it got to do with, well, listen, we're teaching you the truth and you can't run from it. So, of course, it goes with what we're talking about. And if we run out of time, you know, we can extend, I think we can extend the show up to 20 or 30 minutes, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Or it might be a little bit more or a little bit less. I don't know. But we'll do it. Excuse me, black man, black woman. Excuse me for all of you who are listening. Now, black man and black woman, we have got to get out of this mindset of trying to process God's divine wisdom through the lenses of a junior high school person. Because God's wisdom is so magnificent. It is so astonishing that you must tread carefully and honor that which God lays before you. And when you realize that it is priceless, you don't go, put it like this, black man, black woman, you don't go to a museum and look at a painting that they say is priceless and go over there right next to it with coloring crayons, do you? You don't take your coloring crayons there to color something like that because you say, whoa, this is priceless. I could never pay for this. So you are looking at this through the lenses that this is something of high value, right? Then we have to use that same thought process when we are looking at God's wisdom. It is invaluable to your salvation. It is priceless to your livelihoods. Because with this wisdom, you can save yourself. You can be one of those self-saviors by applying the divine teachings that God has given to us through his Lamb. All right? Because the world that you know, you will soon know no more. It is collapsing right under the weight of its own corruption, and all of the world can see this. The nations are readying for war. The bankers are running for cover. The governments have gone insane. It is a great day, a troublesome time, a terrible day. This is the day that God set forth for you and I to redeem us. Let's go to our Savior has arrived. Page one. Yes, page one. Excuse me. The chapter one is titled, The Black Man Must Know the Truth. He didn't put in there, the black man needs to know the truth. He put in there, the black man must. This means that it is incumbent. It is binding on you to understand this truth. Why? Because we are in a terrible day. We are in the day of the manifestation of good and evil. We are in the day of Allah. We are in the day that God raises the dead to life. We're in the day that the tail becomes the head and the head becomes the tail. Don't you see how the governments are buckling? Don't you see how they're going bankrupt and they're killing each other and committing suicide because they see the end of their world? You didn't see this 20 years ago. You didn't see this 30 years ago because it wasn't time. Time brings about all things, especially when decreed by the Lord of the worlds. Listen to what it says right here. Number one, he puts that up in there. Number one. So there's a process here, right? He didn't put it number seven. He put it number one, right? So first, he wants you to understand this. Excuse me, brothers and sisters. He says, number one, to know the truth of the presence of the God of truth and that his presence is the salvation of the lost and found people of America is to know your life and its happiness. Now, you can be in a cave. You can be in a penthouse. You can be in prison. You can be at home. But if you know this fact here, and you live and act on this fact here, joy and happiness comes in your life. He says, to know, not to believe. He didn't say to believe, did he? He said to know. There's a difference. Belief is different from knowing. He starts off, the black man must know, not believe. know the truth, right? And then in number one, he says, to know the truth of the presence of the God of truth, and that his presence is the salvation of the lost and found people of America, is to know your life and its happiness. Think about it. Think about the burden that is lifted upon you. Even as you see the white man murder you, even as you see the injustice in his court system, even as you see there's no job, think about all of this, but to know that God is here in person, that God is leading the affairs in person. He is steering the events. And to know the outcome of these events before they transpire, meaning that your salvation will be beautiful and it's the end of their world. That's happiness to you, right? That gives your heart something to cheer about. That makes you feel so much better to know, not to believe, but to know this, right? Oh, come on, black man, black woman. Bear with me a little bit. I love y'all. Number two, it says, truth is in favor of you and me. For the truth of our enemies, whom we have been serving here in the USA for over 400 years, whom we did not know to be our enemies by nature, is the truth, listen to this, is the truth that the black man must, I mean it is binding on you now, it's the truth that the black man must have knowledge of, not belief in, but knowledge of. Why? Why is it so important instead of believing to have knowledge of this truth about who our enemy is? He tells us in the following words, he says, to be able to keep from falling into the deceiving traps that are being laid by our enemies to catch us in their way, which is opposed to the way of righteousness of whom we are members. Isn't that something? He lays it out for us right here. You've read these things, but you never look at it like this. You're never processing or analyzing this. I don't know how or why I do that, but I've been doing stuff like that since I was a child. I would always ask my mother, because around dinner time when she was cooking, my mom had all of the, because my father at one time was a preacher, and she had all of these books, all of these Bibles and a theological thing. And I would always ask her, and pictures was up in, who is this? Who? Why is this? Why is this happening? And she would ask me, she would ask me and stuff. I was always like that. Always. And so growing up, when I would read stuff, I would see stuff, and I would make footnotes in it. If you look at all my books dating back even before I knew who I was in the nation, I would have footnotes saying, this can't mean X, Y, and Z. It has to mean this. This is true. You can look at my book. I would have 5-10 books laid out, reading them at the same time, trying to find out certain things. This is real, brothers and sisters. This is no lie. And it seems like when I read, I saw things a little different than everybody else. And I would say, well, it's written right here. Why isn't people looking at it? And as brother always say to me, brother, how can you see if you don't have eyes? He's talking about spiritual eyes. I say all praise is due to Allah for the brother out on the West Coast. Yes, black man and black woman, what I'm trying to get to you today, as I'm laying the base for the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, what I'm trying to get to you is that we all have gifts here. Allah gives us all gifts. And it is up to us to nourish these gifts. And it's up to us to live up to our potential under the divine teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And it is imperative that you tap the God in you and that you start immediately trying to live your life right. Because if you don't, I'm telling you, you will not be able to run from what's coming. This thing is so crucial of the fall of America and the collapse of not just the Anglo world, but the entire global financial order, that if you don't, you can lose everything. More importantly than your life, the lives of your children, your mothers, your wives, or your husbands. You can lose them in a snap because people are going insane. And if you are not in the safety zone of Elijah Muhammad, God won't protect you. You can't claim protection by God if you're in opposition to the God. How in the hell can you claim to be representing the God when you won't give in to the word of the God? That's a lot of you brothers, especially you older brothers. I'm sorry, but I got to put it out there. You know, truth is, and I'm not trying to make enemies, but I can't come out truth to make friends. Because as the messenger say, if you compromise truth, you're an enemy of the truth. So, when it comes to these teachings, some of us are so stuck in our ways that we don't want to look at and examine these things the proper way, right? And think about this. Even if you have a beef or a vendetta against somebody, if I say, brother, and God bless the dead, brother John, say for instance, let's just use him for an example. Say, for instance, if I had beef with Brother John, but I knew Brother John was teaching the truth, but I taught people against Brother John because I did not like Brother John. Do you actually know that I am in opposition to God's word? Because knowing that he is teaching the truth and trying to keep people from going toward that truth, you are actually waging war with God. The truth didn't come from John. The truth came from God. Right? And even though you might not like the package which the truth is coming out of, if you are waging war against the package, you got to be waging war with the sender of the package. And this is what I'm trying to get to you. Because a lot of us, we are stuck in our own ways. And some of them say, well, you have them. They have TV shows and talk shows, and they own 24 hours a day, and they have books or newspapers out. They have temples, and you hear them carrying on like fools. Won't take correction, thinking they're above reproach. And then they say, all prophets due to Allah, I'm a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. These are the ones that the Bible teaches you. Then the husbandman, when he came and they cast out devils and demons in your name, huh? Didn't we make the blind by your permission? He's going to tell them what? Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I know ye not. This is the thing that they're not looking at. The scripture is showing them themselves in the mirror, yet they refuse to look at the reflection because it is not pretty at all to them. Black man, black woman, and they refuse to submit. But regardless of what, you cannot run from what's coming. The judgment has been set, and all that God has taught us is coming into being.
This is an urgent U.S. dollar economic collapse update. Three signs the collapse is at hand. As we've been documenting the collapse at SGT Report over the past several years, there have been many landmark events along the way. From the BRICS ditching the dollar while hoarding physical gold and silver, to Jeffrey Christian's astonishing admission to the CFTC in 2010 that for every 1 ounce of physical silver and gold in the market, there is at least 100 times as much paper gold and silver.
There's not that much physical metal out there. There isn't. But in the physical market, as the market uses that term, there is much more metal than that. There's 100 times what there is.
But in the last 48 hours, several significant developments have unfolded that illustrate just how close we now are to a total economic implosion. First, this week the CME implemented gold and precious metals circuit breakers up to $400 wide. Memorandum S-7258, which will become effective on December 21st. Why is the CME concerned about such vast pricing moves in the gold market? Zero Hedge notes, clearly they know something about a lack of liquidity which may lead directly to unprecedented price volatility in the very near future. Number two, they know something is coming. Who is they? The U.S. Treasury Department, which is seeking $200,000 worth of survival kits for its employees who oversee the federal banking system. According to the government's own solicitation document, via this article from the Washington Free Beacon, the emergency supplies would be for every employee at the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, which conducts on-site reviews of banks throughout the country. The survival kit includes everything from water purification tablets to solar blankets. You might ask, why in the world would bank examiners need emergency survival kits? The frightening answer appears to be that the collapse of the entire Western economic system will literally come without warning, at any time, as we've warned, like a thief in the night. Third, the U.S. government once again faced the edge of the fiscal cliff this week, and without new trillions of dollars in new Wall Street debt funding, would have shut down. But of course, our fascist friends on Wall Street helped divert that with $1.1 trillion in new spending allowances, with one small catch. U.S. taxpayers are now on the hook for $300 trillion in Wall Street derivative bets. You didn't think the derivatives collapse, which is now unfolding, would only bring down the criminal international banks, did you? Because according to Zero Hedge, that $1.1 trillion in new funding for your out-of-control warmongering government was done with assurances that U.S. taxpayers would be responsible for yet another bailout when Wall Street derivatives go south. Specifically, the swaps push-out provision allows criminal financial institutions to trade certain financial derivatives from subsidiaries that are insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, which puts taxpayers directly on the hook for losses caused by these contracts. Of course, the FDIC doesn't have trillions of dollars in reserves with which to repay Wall Street banks for their losses. But what this explicitly illustrates is that when the international criminal cartel banks melt down, they intend to take we the people and what's left of our republic with them. There's still time to prepare with physical tangible assets in your possession. And
Black man, they see it coming. They're telling you that this thing is going to happen without warning. See, you see a little trembling in the markets now. But these people see what's going on. The white man is not going to completely give you 100% of the truth. You've got to be able to discern and what is being said or what is not being said from what you see taking place. That's why the book tells you to watch as well as pray. How the hell can you discern if you don't know what to watch for? If you're not understanding the theological basis for the collapse. Oh, yes, yes, yes. The time has arrived. Listen to what Muhammad says. We go back to something. We'll go to Fall of America real quick while it's on my mind. Page 192, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this. And the chapter is called The Great Days, The Terrible Days of God. Right? The Great Days. Why would he put the word great before? The terrible. This is what I'm saying. You have to look at why he put this stuff up here. And why did he put in the Fall of America and not Message to the Black Man or Our Savior Has Arrived? Why? You ever think about that? Now we know that we are living in the great days for you and I, because we have a great future which lies ahead of us if we submit. But they are also terrible days, because these are the days when the righteous, along with the unrighteous, will be tried. Some of you are looking for a way out. I'm offering it to you. I got your way out. That way out is called Elijah Muhammad. And to follow exactly what he said, how he said it. If you don't want it, goodbye. Listen to what he says. We must not forget how we are warned by prophecy. We go back. He's talking about script now. The prophecies are telling us and they're warning us. What are they warning us for? He says, we must not forget how we are warned by prophecies for 100 years and for 1,000 years that an end must come to this world. The rulers of this world must be, see, now it's incumbent on them, must be removed. And the crown must be taken off and placed upon another head. And they, now listen to what he said, if the crown is going to be taken off the head and placed on they, because he says they, right? Listen to these words, listen how he put these words. I'm going to read it to you again. The rulers of this world must be removed, and the crown, now he speaks of rulers, then he goes to a crown, which is singular. He says, must be taken off and placed upon another head. Now he goes singular. It got to be put on the head. And then he goes to plural. He said, and they will rule in justice and righteousness. So this crown of glory must be more than a single entity, even though he's using singular, as described it. The crown of glory is the rulership of all that you survey. And it will be put upon the shoulders of those who have borne the weight of the iniquities of this world and yet have not fallen victim to this world. And they will be the pillars of the new world because they have proven themselves to be able to take the weight, to take the pressure, and not buckle or fold. This is what he's telling you in these words here. This written right here. Read it over again to me, black man and black woman, and tell me whether or not that's not what he's saying. This is what I ask you. He goes further and says, the people of this world, now he's talking about of this world. Well, we're in this world. So is he talking about us too? No, black man. So you have to read into what he's saying. He says, the people of this world, what world? The world of the Caucasian, the world of evil, the world of ill, the world of Satan, the world of wickedness. The people who belong to that world or of that world, right? Think filthy. Look at you. Look at every newspaper. You can't tell me that these people mind or stayed on. And they try with these Hollywood, stars in Hollywood. I can't think of these names of these programs they put on TV to try you. Hollywood Housewives or Stars of Hollywood, all this foolishness. They're trying you to parade you before the world to show how filthy your thoughts are now. Every song is about sex and money and materialism and killing, right? If you don't put that out, you don't get a hit. This shows you the deprivation level of people and of this world. So he says, the people of this world have now become so wicked and so fearful of the consequences of their own rule until the almost thoughtless vision is gone and filthiness has taken hold of the people. So now they're running. Listen, as they see the collapse, they're not running to God. This shows you just how depraved they are. They see their markets collapsing, right? They see the thunder collapse of war. But they're not saying, protect yourself by running to God. Even the so-called Christian alternative media. They're saying, protect yourself by precious metals. How the hell can precious metals protect you from what God has decreed to come? I'm not saying don't get you numb. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that your safety zone is not in gold and silver. It's not in copper and platinum, palladium or diamonds. It's not in prepping under the ground or storing food, or you must store you some food. Your safety zone comes as you embrace God's last messenger. And if you stay focused and unyielding, even throughout all of the troubles and tribulations, you will be delivered, right? We'll get a little smoke on us, but we won't get burned. We'll get a little dirt on us, but we won't get muddy. This is to show the world that God allowed his tried, true, and blue pillars of the new world to go through the same hell that all of the other ones buckled under. This is scripture, brothers and sisters. So Muhammad says, the people of this world have now become so wicked and so fearful of their consequences, of their own rule, until the almost thoughtless vision is gone. See, they don't have thought. They don't have vision. They can't comprehend that nothing outside of the realm of divine can save you from this divine onslaught. They have been deprived of that because their whole lives, their whole system, their culture is materialistic. And even in the judgment, they are talking of materialistic stuff. They see it. They see judgment upon them. But they can't run from what's coming, black man, black woman. You know, as we talk on these things, let's go. I want to play a little clip for you. And when I play this clip here, we'll come back and we'll talk over these things, black man, black woman. I just want to talk to my people. I love y'all. Seriously. I love my people. And you got to love your people to be willing to sacrifice the time that I put in daily. I mean daily and nightly. Sometimes 12, 1 o'clock, getting clips, 2 o'clock in the morning, taking laptop computers wherever you're going out there to hustle to get money. You got your laptop so you can do an article here and there. You got to love your people, black man, black woman. But see, this is not a job to me. This is a passion. This is a way of life. I love the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I love black people. Lord knows I love black people. I want you to listen to this clip here. On the other side of this clip, we're going to discuss some things. The 424, I got you up there. Keep your hand up, all right? Listen to this clip.
Hundreds of thousands of protesters across the United States held rallies against racism and police violence.
Now, hold on 1 second, black man, black woman. This is, let me tell you what's going on. I have this clip, and Blog Talk Radio has filed one of the clips under a different name. Isn't that something? See, this is what I have to go through on a daily basis, dealing with these people, to get you this truth. But all praise, the messenger went through it, so who am I not to go through it? This is the thing that I keep telling you. We got to go through this. We're going to get a little dirt on us, but we're not going to get muddy. We're going to get a little smoke on us because the fire burning, but we're not going to get burned. We just got to be strong enough within ourselves to maintain and keep going and to say, you know what? Allah, you know better than me. Oh, praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Before I go to the 424, I want to get to what I really wanted to play to you. It's something that the Senate passed a $584 billion deal for the Pentagon. This is on top of the $75 billion for operations in the theater of Iraq and Afghanistan. And this is also not including the $164 billion, I believe, or $200 billion that they were already approved. And this does not include non-discretionary spending, which is on a black budget, which can balloon this budget to way over $1 trillion. This is just the first passing of this bill. Now, it's contemptuously put out there for you to look at. They don't have money for education. They don't have money for the inner city. They don't have money for health care. They don't have money to help people in need. They don't have money for Social Security. They don't have money for housing and heating. But they can always borrow or find billions, even trillions, for their war machine. Isn't that something? Without hesitation, all of them say yay and none says nay. Almost $600 billion just on that. It was passed without any debate. But Muhammad tells us the reason why. We go to our Savior has arrived. All right. Bear with me, black man, black woman. We go live, so we have to do this live. Wherever Allah leads us, we'll go to page 205, 206. Yeah, that's what it is. 205, 206. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. Right here. He says, and I only want, black man, believe it or not, I only want a paragraph, but I'm going to read it to you in its context so you can get why I brought this up, especially what you heard me say about the almost $600 billion that's just passed for war. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, the God of freedom, justice, and equality desires to take over in his time and not before. This is his time to remove the burden of suffering and mistreatment under the law of their own courts from the shoulders of the people. He desires to set up a government without this type of court, a Christian court, which claims to be the courts of justice, but on examining their decisions, we find that the Christian courts are courts of injustice. America is in a perilous condition. Why? Because she will not yield to the acceptance of the truth and the doing of justice to those whom she can do justice, if she will, her black slave. This is the real reason we are in this condition of seeking justice and peace, because the American government will not give her black slaves justice, nor will she allow or help them to go for themselves. She will not do that. Listen to what he says right here, black man, black woman, listen. She may be forced to do it, but she is not going to do it willingly. Because of this, the God of freedom, justice, and equality is angry, and so is the nation of Islam, the nation of peace. Knowing their mentality, America now sets out to deceive her once slaves, and now free slaves who number between 20 and 30, well, now we number between 48 and 68 million black people with a meaningless offer of social equality, but never any earth to live on. Allah is well able to take the kingdom. See, Allah's going to do this, black man. Allah is well able to take the kingdom from whom he pleases and give it to whom he pleases. This we all know. America should, as it is written, give up the slave and set him on the road to doing something for himself in the way of financing him to do this. You say, what has that got to do with the $600 billion? Have patience, black man, black woman, listen. America is spending billions of dollars in a futile attempt to stop the stormy war clouds that are hovering over her concessions, but she is not getting at the root cause of it. See, stop right there for a minute, black man, black woman. America continues to pour billions, right, into military operations, weapons of destruction, and spreading her tentacles around the world to try to hold her power over the nations. All right? This is what she does. But Muhammad says, and we must pay close attention, America is spending billions of dollars in a futile attempt to stop the stormy war clouds that are hovering over her concessions, but she is not getting at the root of it. He says futile. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word futile means having no result or effect, pointless or useless, serving no useful purpose. Muhammad just told us that the money that she's spending for war are futile. They are serving no purpose. They're useless. Why? Because you will not be able to use them in one iota against the Lord of the worlds. Because it's not just China she's fighting. It's not just South America she's fighting, or Africa or Russia. This is being orchestrated by the great conductor of a divine symphony. His name is the great Mahdi, Master Farad Muhammad. And you will not prevail in the least against the God whose time has come. And as I tell you, that old African proverb, there is no weapon that is as powerful as an idea whose time has come. We are looking at that now, the manifestation of God's love and will and purpose and aim for you and I as he brings America low. But we go further in this. He says, the reason why the cloud is rising with destruction is because of her so-called Negro slaves whom she refuses to let go. She divides them one against the other for her own sake. It has not proven worthwhile. It has proven to be against her own peace because the God of the so-called Negro is on the scene and is directing his own cause, as it is written. So you see the dry bones rattling, right? You see them all across America, right? All across the world now. This thing is spread globally. The dry bones, they are rattling now because God is on the scene today. He is not leaving this to an apostle. He's not leaving this to an angel. He comes himself to make his word be stand. And we're watching it today, and it's beautiful in the eyesight of those who have eyes, spiritual eyes to see. But it's so clear that even a blind monkey can see and do a jig about it, right? Oh, black man and black woman, I love you. But you know what? Allah and his messenger loves you best. Before we go a little further, let me bring in the 424 who has waited patiently on us. So I'm going to bring in 424. You're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. We say unto you in the name of the messenger of Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, Islam, sir. Brother, you like that fox running through the forest, just setting all of the fire, other trees afire with blaze, brother, with this truth. All praise due to Allah. I just want to touch on something real quick, brother, in the Theology of Time, Secret of the Time. You spoke on the messenger earlier in relation to Allah. The messenger said that I and Allah are one and the same. We're close as your jugular vein. The messenger says, Allah draws our attention to acts of Israel. O children of Israel, call to mind my favor which I bestowed upon you and be faithful to your covenant with me. The covenant is an agreement. I shall fulfill my covenant with you and me alone should you fear. There is no God to fear beyond God. He is the key of all gods. I am the Lord, thy Lord, he says to Israel. And me alone should you fear and do not set up another God besides me. Don't try seeking another God to try to make him my equal. The devil was powerful, all right enough, but he's no equal to me. This is why Allah makes a messenger or apostle to contend with an opposer of his. He's not enough for God himself to attack. So Allah makes an apostle to attack him and show his apostle how to win. He knows both. He knows the devil and he knows the apostle. His apostle is from God himself, the beginning of man. From this, he makes the apostle aware of all the arts and all the attacks of Satan. He makes him aware of all of his arguments, then gives him the knowledge of how to refute the enemy's arguments. He gives him the knowledge of how to make the enemy bow to him. This is true. The enemy bows to me. Now, the meat and bones of it. The messenger says, I'm going to tell you this as the time is up. I'm put here in answer to what you read in the Bible, as Jesus said of himself, that he would get done whatever Allah willed. They both were together in the wheels. What little you think of it, I'm just that. Whatever I will, Allah will make it come to pass. Yes, sir. Carry on, brother. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam. This is what I've been telling you in the book, that Allah made Messenger Muhammad his second self. And Messenger Muhammad takes him his place in the universe as the second most powerful person in creation. He is that one who broke the seals of the book. And not only did he take it out of their hands, see, you don't understand. This stuff is in scripture. Not even the God's circle was able to do this. But Elijah, listen, as they looked into the future, as they thought about letting Yaqub make his people, they were going to kill him. Because they didn't see nothing but bloodshed and dissatisfaction and murder and division. And so the scientists looked into the future and they overlooked Elijah Muhammad. But they looked back again. And as they looked, they saw a lamb and he looked as though he was slain from the foundation of the earth. He was so meek, docile, and humble that they had overlooked him at the beginning. And so when they saw him, one said, weep not, John, for one has been found. One is worthy. They said they looked. They had to take a second look down the wheels of history, down the wheels of time, because they had overlooked such a meek and humble sacrificial lamb. This is your Bible talking to you now, black man, black woman. And so when they saw that man who would be of the essence of divinity, they said, go ahead, let him come on in. We got somebody that's going to checkmate him down the road. And they looked at each other, and whatever is to be, let it be. And they allowed Yaqub to make his man, because they knew that the lamb would be born. And as the lamb would be born, he would expose the foundation of the wicked world. And he would fight them with a two-edged sword of truth. And the book teaches you that the truth was so powerful that not only would it build nations, that it would tear down nations. Look at America today after Muhammad spoke of her fall. Look in his books and tell me whether or not this truth is causing the fall of America. Look and tell me whether or not the entire world is crumbling underneath the weight of the words of Elijah Muhammad. And you will have to return the answer. I bear witness that there is no God but Master Farad Muhammad. And I bear witness that that little man who is styled in scripture as the Lamb of God is 100% right. So let me make my way with the apostle. Black man and black woman, I love you, but God and his messenger loves you best. Go to the Hiram's 1555 blog and donate and join us as we talk about the day of decision on our next show. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the blog talk radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad. produced by Nicole Muhammad and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.